Well, to be honest with you, our family hasn't been down here yet to add on to this memorial, but there has been so much love and support, and it's just been so outpouring love of the community, Baltimore City, Fire and Police Department, and the Little Italy Community Association and Little Italy community as a whole, that Matt was an activist. And Matt loved the Orioles. He was a ball hawk. Before the games, he would get there like 2 hours early and hawk the baseballs and give them to youngsters and sports memorabilia, give them to the youngsters and families who was in need and wanted some of the memorabilia. And the same way with family. I was away the weekend, and I called Matt on Friday to get my daughter and her three friends tickets for Saturday's game. He said no problem. So my daughter, who's only 17, come down here with her three friends, come down to stadium to go to Saturday's game. Matt was there with the tickets and also bought them all food. And Sunday, my wife and my daughter, who's autistic, Madison, he got tickets for them Sunday on a spur of the moment. I called him at the last moment all the time, and he always come through. And that was just a little part of Matt. Matt was just so forgiving in every aspect and so loved by his family.
He was a little concerned or aware of traffic, too. And it kind of ironic what happened to him?
He definitely was on occasions that I had picked him up and took him places. He was always directing me out in traffic and saying, watch out. And, you know, you got to be careful of the drivers. And
he didn't drive?
No, Matt never drove. He walked everywhere. And all the people from I've known through sports and fire department and everything else, and my brothers, everybody would tell us every day, we saw Matt, we saw Matt, we saw Matt downtown, we saw him always walk in the whole downtown community. Some news casters and other people in news also said the same thing. Matt was on every scene. Matt would always say hi to us. Matt was always there. He was there for community at all times. And he loved the community. He loved Baltimore City. And he lived for it.
As far as, you know, yesterday, there were a lot of people down here. And where was he going? And is this the spot he would be by anyway?
He got off of work over there every day at 2 o'clock. His co-workers had told me, I knew anyway, that he would walk up the sidewalk, across the crosswalk, and across it. Matt was always aware of traffic, always aware of traffic. That was just a thing about Matt, that he was always aware of traffic. And he had gotten to this spot right here, and his co-worker said she don't even think Matt had saw what was coming. And it was a tragic story, and we're not worried about what happened. We're just worried about the love and support that Matt's getting, and show him love and support also in his tragic times.
How do you think want people to remember him?
I think people are showing it. I think people. I don't have to wish or think how they. I think they're showing it, and surprisingly. A lot more than I ever thought.
How are they showing it?
Just through every memorial in front of his house, memorial here, on the Orioles, the police department, the fire department, Facebook, everywhere. They're just showing on the Orioles website. Mr. Tony Lombardi wrote a great article about Matt. And we thank him and others for showing the love and support for our brother and our family member. And we just want to thank everybody, and we love everybody for it. Thank you.